This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan, the NBA draft where dreams become a reality. And that was awesome. And just a terrific moment for VCU Ram, Max Scholga, hearing his name called last night. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from VCU Ram Nation, the founder, Matt Shelton-Ide. What's going on, Matt?
Adam, what's good, man? It's good to talk to you in the middle of summer.
Absolutely, dude. And I was just so happy for Max Scholga last night. We gave a massive shout-out to Jameer Watkins as well. Both of them, A-10 champions for the VCU Rams. But let's start with Max Scholga. And to me, my favorite part about this was it meant a lot to the fan base, to the alumni, to the coaching staff that Scholga decided to come back after flirting with Villanova. But now I'm glad he got his dream come true, and I think the coaching staff deserves a lot of credit for that. He made a ton of improvements from last year to this year.
Yeah, I mean, and think about it. You know, he didn't need to go to the Big East. What did he do at VCU? He won a conference championship, played in the NCAA tournament, and then he got drafted by the Boston Celtics. So it was great to see that come back, to have a wonderful year, obviously a better year than Villanova had, and to get rewarded for it. And he's just such a humble dude, and he's so easy to root for. So, yeah, I'd seen his name pop up on a mock draft, and then just to hear his name called earlier than even that mock draft had him was just really, really awesome.
Absolutely. When you think back to this season and what Max did to help lead this team to an A-10 championship, I mean, I thought he improved so much. I'm going to keep talking about what he did defensively and the amount of steals per game he had, just kind of getting his hand in the cookie jar there and coming away with something. He deserves so much credit because, you know, I had an interview with him at the beginning of the year. He said last year, you know, previous year, there were plays where he just took the play off defensively. He was locked in all season long on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, he doubled his steals percentage from last year to this year. And, yeah, I mean, this is what VCU does. And I recall in previous interviews him crediting basically just that sort of upping his defensive ability to guys like Darius Theus and Bradford Burgess, where, yeah, you know, this is how we made our name for VCU, it's havoc and stuff. And so, I don't know, I guess it proved to be a good switch for him to come from Utah State to VCU to polish up that side of his game. And then, you know, his star was able to shine as an offensive player as well. And yeah, now he's a, you know, paid professional athlete.
How do you think this is going to help VCU recruiting? It's a new coaching staff, not one that actually convinced Max Scholga to come to VCU, but it's another notch in their belt, another player that has developed at VCU and gotten to the NBA, and the list continues to grow almost every single year now.
Right. I mean, it's throw another picture on the wall in the Basketball Development Center and the Siegel Center. But I tell you what, I mean, just the way VCU is recruiting right now, they get another top 70 kid 2 days ago, We've got a top 50 recruit. You know, I mean, the staff is showing that they probably don't need that much help in recruiting. But yeah, it doesn't hurt. It just keeps, you know, telling that message that you don't have to go to this school or that school to go to the NBA. If you can hoop, they will find you. And it's not like VCU is some small program. You know, we have one of the best training facilities in the country. Has a great name. They were consistently in the NCAA tournament a lot more than a lot of power conference schools. So yeah, this is a high level program. They're clearly spending with the NIL, and yeah, it's just another player in the NBA that looks great for VCU.
I mean, absolutely. Congratulations to Max Scholga. That was fantastic to see last night. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Matt Sheltonide from VCU Ram Nation with us on the hotline. VCU to the NBA, follow the black and yellow brick road. And I think Max landed in a perfect destination there. The Celtics have already made multiple trades, getting rid of Jrue Holiday, getting rid of Kristaps Porzingis. Jason Tatum's going to miss the season. We might get to see some Max Scholga action other than just summer league basketball this year.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's, you know, the second round is an interesting spot in the NBA. So he has a journey to get to basically get on the court. You know, will he show up in Boston or will he be stuck in Maine? But, you know, if you pass Brad Stevens' test, like, that says something. You know, I mean, there's a lot of teams you could get drafted to, which is like, well, who knows? But yeah, to get drafted by the Boston Celtics, who just consistently make pretty smart moves, is amazing. But yeah, there's a lot of work to do in the off season. There's a lot of hoopers out there, so he's going to have to put in the work. But you know, he's a dedicated dude, and I'm excited to see just how, you know, what his ceiling ends up being.
And heading to Washington via the 43 overall pick, via VCU to Florida State, is Jahmyr Watkins. Mir was a Atlantic 10 champion here at VCU. And Matt, when I talked about how cool it is to see Jahmyr get into the NBA, I just wanted to dive into the fact that, like, this guy was a team-first player that probably should have been in the starting lineup, that came off the bench as the sixth man when he won the A-10 championship for VCU.
Yeah, well, you know, he's one of those guys that, well, one, he was very highly recruited when he came to VCU. I know he chose us over West Virginia, I believe, when Bob Huggins was still the coach. So highly recruited guy. And, you know, when you saw him on the court, like, he's about as, you know, as big of an eye test passer as I've seen in terms of an NBA prospect, you know, over the last bunch of years at VCU. He looked like an NBA player from day one. And obviously, he dipped when Rhodes left, went to Florida State, was really able to shine. I think, realistically, he'd have done that anywhere. So just his scoring ability with his size, athleticism, and just his ability to do everything, you know, this feels like this was his destiny. Quiet guy, seems like a nice kid. And again, yeah, it's another, you know, former VCU player to root for in the league.
Absolutely. I don't know that we win that A-10 championship without his shooting from the outside. What do you know about four-star recruit Sammy Jackson, who committed to VCU over Texas and Indiana?
Well, I do know that apparently his father, Mark Jackson, his path crossed with VCU, so that doesn't hurt. He's a Philly kid. You know, he's a kid that chose us over, like you said, two huge programs. And yeah, it's continuing, you know, to get Nick Lewis in this last class that, you know, he's currently on campus, and then already start off the 2026 class, you know, in the top 100 is amazing. 6'7" kid, again, like I don't know a ton about his game yet, but, like, you know, Jahmyr Watkins, 6'7", highly recruited. These are your prototypical players that, you know, make you a really good team. So if he turns out to be something good, again, it's hopefully just another guy who can take VCU. You know, we're consistently in NCAA tournament, but we need guys that can take us to that second weekend, which is something we haven't been able to do really since that Final Four. And yeah, we'll see what he can do when he gets here.
Absolutely. Matt, it's always fun to get you on the show. We'll have to do it again soon because I've got to get to know the new faces on the new roster for the VCU Rams before we get to October, but it's going to be a ton of fun. I'm looking forward to the Phil Martelli Jr. era I'm sure you are as well. So thanks so much for joining us today, man. Let's do this again soon.
So good to hear from you, Adam. Have a great one.
Absolutely. Go Rams, go. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm going to continue this NBA draft conversation. Who is the steal of the second round after we saw the entire first round? Who do we think is going to be your NBA Rookie of the Year? Could it possibly Wizards? Number 6 overall pick, Trey Johnson out of Texas. 833-804-0910. Chime in, 833-804-0910, or tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, you know, I'm seeing a discussion about the Washington Wizards online here, and I don't want to make this a whole thing, but it frustrates me how many people do not know ball, do not even watch basketball, and yet have an opinion that they'd like to share on players like Jordan Poole, who's just so average, mediocre, not going to get your franchise to the next level. You're looking for players that can be superstars, not 20 points per game guys that chuck the ball up and shoot less than 45% from the field. That was a fantastic move for the Washington Wizards to get Jordan Poole off the damn roster so they can now complete the rebuild with Bub Carrington as the starting point guard, Trey Johnson as the starting shooting guard. I kind of expect them to move CJ McCollum before the start of the season, but it's just kind of blown my mind with people that think Jordan Poole's fantastic because he was on a successful Golden State Warriors team once upon a time. I mean, he's kind of been who he's been in the NBA. He is a shooter, all right? He's a shooter who's kind of a ball hog. You'd think with playing 35 minutes a game and being the team starting point guard, you'd have more than four assists per game. That's what you'd think, right? Because Bob Carrington did that. He didn't play nearly as many minutes. So I couldn't be happier to see Washington move on from Jordan Poole. I never wanted that to happen here. It was kind of a complete shot in the dark, throwing the dart against the board when they acquired him in the first place. You know, somebody had to make $30 million on a per year contract on a team that was going to be lousy. They thought maybe Jordan Poole would turn into a superstar. He is who he is. All right? And I'm glad he's not on the Washington Wizards anymore. I mean, he literally got to 20 points per game 2022 with the Golden State Warriors, came to Washington, played more minutes per game, was more ball dominant, had more opportunities, and scored less points per game. How does that make any sense? He's not that good. He's just not that good. C.J. McCollum, way better in my mind, and a better teammate as well. I mean, there were stories for days about Jordan Poole, his first year as a bad teammate in Washington. But right now I wanted to bring you the latest Hollywood and entertainment with Netflix here on AWOD Radio.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
So anytime there's an announcement for a sequel, I usually go, ugh, that movie didn't need a second one, right? But Social Network 2 has me kind of excited because I thought the first one was just a masterpiece. Oh, yeah. It's a story that everybody knows but didn't really know the details, right? I mean, The Social Network came out in 2010. By that, everybody and their grandmother had a Facebook account. And so I think that's part of why the movie hit so much, is because you were kind of seeing behind the scenes of a story that you were kind of familiar with. Everybody knew about the name Mark Zuckerberg. Nobody knew about the name Eduardo Saverin, right? Justin Timberlake was fantastic as Sean Parker in that movie. Dude. And so here we are 15 years later, and Aaron Sorkin set to work on a second one. What do you know about The Social Network 2, Stubb?
Yes, so it is not going to be David Fincher directing. We know this. And also, backstory here, this is a top 10 movie for me ever. I also have never had a Facebook account. I was completely unaware of the story going into seeing this movie.
Dude, you live under a rock. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just younger. People my age don't have Facebook, man. Unless it's for
really?
Facebook Marketplace.
That is so weird. Because, like, when I remember Facebook came out, and I was probably in, like, 6th or 7th grade, and the talk was, no, MySpace is here to stay. MySpace is the best. I remember the whole thing was, Facebook is for college kids and old people. You don't need it. And then it was, like, by 9th grade, every kid had a Facebook, and we were throwing MySpace to the curb. So I can understand, because you are, like, 10 years younger than me.
Yeah, I'm in the Twitter age.
That's just kind of crazy to me that, like, you never in high school created an account.
I did not know.
And had, like, friends. Like, that's how I kept in touch with my friends from sleepaway camp. That's how I kept in touch with my friends that, you know, played for a different basketball team as me, was through Facebook.
A little bit, I will say. Instagram
nowadays,
is close to that for me.
Nowadays, Facebook is for old people. I mean, that's for damn sure. It feels like every day there's a new 60-year-old ranting about something political on my Facebook page. And so I said last year I was committed to posting more on Facebook. I haven't really done it. Probably posted more on Instagram. But get back to the point here. The Social Network for me was such a great movie because it was the behind the scenes of the story of Facebook. It was the whole Silicon Valley thing that I was excited about, of watching, like, how a network begins, how a website is made. Where does the story go here for Social Network 2? Is it Zuckerberg on trial?
I'd imagine it's the trial. That's the most interesting. That's the most people are talking about Zuckerberg at that time. It's a really interesting story. That's where they'd go. Aaron Sorkin is directing it. I'm a big Aaron Sorkin fan. He wrote the screenplay for Moneyball, and he also directed Molly's Game, and, well, Being the Ricardos isn't great. But he did a lot of The West Wing, the TV show. So Aaron Sorkin is a very talented creator.
He was involved in the original Social Network, right? I thought he was like a producer on it.
He wrote the screenplay. So yeah, okay. He was super attached to it for that. This time he's writing and directing, I'd imagine. Super interesting thing I am curious about is the band members of Nine Inch Nails did the soundtrack for the Social Network. which is one of the all-time movie scores. It's sneaky good. It's incredible. So I hope they get them back, because the score to The Social Network is one of the best ever.
Yeah. I just better not see a scene in The Social Network 2 where Mark Zuckerberg is learning jujitsu. I could care less about that.
Shirtless in his backyard smoking meats?
No,
remember
not
that?
At all.
That was a big Mark Zuckerberg.
I wanted to bring this up. So I've heard really good things about the new Brad Pitt movie that's just out.
F1.
That's F1. I never saw Ford vs. Ferrari, and I saw it's streaming on Hulu and Disney. I can check it out for free this weekend. Have you given a rating on Ford vs. Ferrari?
I would have had to seen it. Yeah, no,
you
I haven't
not
either.
Seen it.
No.
Have you heard good things about it though?
Mostly, I've heard it's one of those kind of generic Oscar bait, still worth your time kind of movies.
Really? Because I heard that Damon and Christian Bale were terrific, and I definitely need to see it. And I kind of like racing movies. I do love what's the movie with Will Ferrell, right? That's one of
Talladega
my favorites.
Nights. Oh,
Talladega
course.
Nights.
That's
but there have been some good ones as well. Didn't Chris Hemsworth do a good racing movie? I'm trying to think what that was.
Last year there was Need for Speed, which looked bad.
He did Rush. Rush was pretty good. That was him and the guy Niki Lauda. It was played by, I guess, Daniel Brühl. That was Hemsworth's racing movie. It was decent. Let me see what IMDb is getting. 8.1. Wow. I don't know if I would have gone that high, but it did. I remember it met my standard of the 7.3 on IMDb.
Yeah, I'd my favorite racing movie Cars.
I mean, it's a good movie. How many of those did they make? Is it
three.
Cars 2 or is there 3?
3. Yeah.
Is not Cars 3 worth watching?
I haven't seen it. I saw 2, and 2 is not worth watching.
Yeah, no. I remember 2 being pretty bad. But yeah, 1 is a classic. All right, so this last thing I wanted to bring up on Netflix today, the TV show Love Island is trending all day, every day. I didn't realize. I guess they've done 12 seasons.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I found out, I guess, in the UK, they might have even done 20-plus seasons. What I don't understand is, how is the marketing so brilliant and nobody's talking about this? They have an episode every single day except for Wednesday. These women that are dying for more content, they're getting it spoon-fed to them every
There's
single
so
night
Love
on
Island.
Peacock, and Peacock releases it 30 minutes early. I don't know why any other show has not tried to, like, do what they're doing. It's terrific, because that's the big problem with TV shows, is you watch a great episode and then you have to wait 6 days. They've mastered the whole, hey, we're going to do a fluff here, but you get content every single night. It's pretty incredible.
Well, that's why people watch, like, Twitch streamers and stuff. It's kind of that. It's the consistency. Big Brother, it's like 3 or 4 days a week.
Yeah, Big Brother does that too, right.
And the thing with Love Island, too, is most people I know that watch it are watching the UK and Australian editions all at the same time. It's just so much Love Island.
They're just obsessed. Yeah, I know. I don't get it. I don't understand why you watch drama like that when it's pretty obvious the producers are trying to get more drama. They're trying to break these people up. They're not trying to create love. That's my take on this, is that there's no way the production wants anybody to find love. They want you to break hearts.
I'm not
That's what
saying
they're going
it's
for.
Nearly as good, but you're scratching the part of the brain that Survivor does. It's
oh,
that general...
Don't say that.
It is. It's drama. It's real-life human drama. Survivor's better in every single way, but that's the target. That's the audience.
Yeah.
Like, it's eliciting the same sort of thing. We love Survivor because of the drama between the people, and this is just it in a less fun-to-me way, but to some better way.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get what you're saying. I also don't find the guys or the girls as attractive as everybody else thinks. My goodness, some of these guys are tatted up head to toe. Like, dude, what are you, in the NFL or something? My goodness, I can't even see your skin at all. And these girls, some of them have so much work done. It's just, I was blown away. They had like a 30-minute scene of all the chicks putting makeup on and they're contouring their face. I'm like, I hate to say this, but some of you are ugly. What are you doing? My goodness, Love Island producers, you love yourself some drama. Yeah, they can all look sexy after 12 pounds of makeup caked on their face. I'm not a fan of the show, but it's just blown me away how brilliant the marketing is to have a new episode every single night except Wednesday. The NFL maybe should take a page from that book. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105 1FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105 1FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. The most Commanders talk in town with the Sports Junkies Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Michael Phillips is 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3 AWOD Radio before Grant and Danny drive you home. You can always download the show with the podcast Best of AWOD Radio, Spotify, iTunes, or with the free Odyssey app, giving you the ability to pause, rewind, run some errands, then pick up right where you left off. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, MP on the mic, Michael Phillips. What's going on, Michael?
Doing great. How about you, Adam?
I'm doing great, and it's just been very cool to celebrate both Max Scioga and Jameer Watkins having their dreams become a reality heading to the NBA. Scioga, who finished his career with VCU, heads to Boston. Jameer, who went from VCU in an A-10 champion to FSU, is heading back to the DMV to play for the Washington Wizards. But, you know, Michael, I think the bigger take here is Max Scioga proved you don't need to go to a P5 school to get drafted. You can do that in the A-10.
Well, what's interesting is, I mean, he, as a European, right, you almost don't even need to go to a college anymore. It's exciting to see the NBA, you know, just open its doors to finding talent wherever it is. And you know, it's their job to go scour the earth, find that talent wherever it might be. And if it's at VCU, it's VCU. You know, certainly the success of players coming through VCU previously, but also other, you know, Butler, you know, Loyola's, places like that have, I think, I don't think there's any stigma anymore. You know, I don't think there's any, in that draft room, I don't think there's any like, oh, we like him, we like the measurements, we like the combine, but he went to a mid-major. I think that's totally gone now, and especially at your big mid-majors like VCU.
Yeah, so congratulations to Max Scioga. His hard work paid off. I'm going to keep saying it. It meant so much to this community, to Ram Nation, when he decided not to go to Villanova and return for another year under Coach Odom. And so, like, that meant so much to us, and that's why I'm so glad that it paid off. You know, not only did he have a great season individually, but the team had success as well.
Do you think they make the tournament without him last year if he sticks at Villanova?
No chance.
I'd be curious.
No. He's your A-10 player of the year. I mean, and this was a one-bid league, right?
I mean, I think you look at the tournament games, or you know, none of those were, you know, sure things. They could have lost any of those three tournament games without his contributions. And I know everybody took a turn stepping up that weekend, but he certainly played his role as well.
Yeah, I mean, I did just watch the ending of VCU versus George Mason, and it was a one-point game with 2 minutes left. Max Scioga steps back for three, makes it a four-point game, and that was kind of the dagger right there. Even though George Mason would have a shot to tie it, that was, I think, the biggest shot of the tournament there from Max Scioga. Jameer Watkins, on the other side, did leave VCU, has success in the ACC, but we'll be headed to Washington, and so I'm excited to possibly get Jameer Watkins back on the show when the Wizards have their training camp.
Absolutely, and he played at Capital One Arena with Florida State in the ACC tournament a couple of years ago, had a great game there with a first-round win for the Seminoles, and one of our favorite guys to talk to, you know, just a good dude all around, and had a ton of success out there at Florida State. I believe he scored more than 1,000 points, if I'm not mistaken, in his career. Some great stats there, and we love local guys on the Wiz, because, Adam, I know you're a hoops head, but I need some more reasons to watch the Wiz, and any reason we can get to turn them on, we're going to cling to it.
Yeah, the other reason to watch is Trey Johnson, the freshman of the year in the conference of the year at Texas in the SEC. Was just a tremendous scorer, and I loved Chris Miles from NBA TV, who came on the show, and he said, I mean, he thought that Johnson could have been a top three pick in this year's NBA draft. He called him a walking bucket. You want a reason to watch Wizards games? Because they're going to have a walking bucket in Trey Johnson in the backcourt next to Bub Carrington, now that Jordan Poole is no longer in the situation.
Yeah, and I think they got one more year of tanking, so I love going young there where you can develop him, let him get some reps. There's really no pressure on him, but you can also effectively execute the tank, make sure you're in position to have good draft position in this next upcoming class, which is so hyped before you turn the corner, have the salary cap space, have the ability to go big. I love going young here, and when we got to the point where it was going to be him or Ace, you knew something good was going to happen. I know you were pulling for Ace, but I still love this outcome, getting a really good basketball player from an undesirable spot in the draft.
MP with us here, Michael Phillips on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Michael went to Washington, D.C. for a little FIFA Club World Cup action in which you saw a come-from-behind victory 2-1 for two teams that were already eliminated from the tournament. But, I don't really care about your recap of the game. I hope you enjoyed Audi Field, had some beers, some pops, and had a ton of fun. But you kind of got to see firsthand there the excitement of the FIFA Club World Cup, and next year the World Cup will be coming to town. My question is, how important is it for the Commanders to get a stadium done to get the bid for the 2031 FIFA Women's World Cup? I think that's everything. I think that is, you can't miss that opportunity because they already screwed up next summer.
I would like to disagree with you. I think the Men's World Cup is everything. There's no disrespect to the women's game, but how many games not involving the United States are going to sell out at the Women's World Cup, right? In a 70,000-80,000 seat stadium. I could be totally wrong. Maybe the Brazilians come in mass, and I'd love to party with them if they do. Maybe the Europeans all fly over here, make it a nice summer vacation. I hope they do. I'd love to party with them. Maybe I'm mistaken. I think a Women's World Cup game involving a team not named America is probably best played at Audi Field and not a giant, like, play one game with America there. Do you think, though, that if you're getting like a Japan versus Germany, that you're going to sell out the new RFK?
I would hope so. And I do think there's a big women's soccer following in the DMV, and it helps the Washington Spirit with a lot of top-end talented players on the team. I think my bigger take, Michael, is you have to get the FIFA Club World, the FIFA World Cup, the Women's World Cup in 2031 as like one of your first big bids that you won. Because to get things moving forward, you have to have won a bid previously. And if the council doesn't approve this thing until August or September, and then they maybe miss out on this bid, and then are they going to miss out on the Super Bowl, and then they're going to miss out on Final Fours, and this and this and this. I just think you have to get the Women's World Cup as a, hey, look what we can do, look what we will do, give us more bids.
And you're correct that to get the Women's World Cup, they have to have an agreement to build a stadium, which they do not have right now. So we know that the council has scheduled hearings on this for July 29th, right? So they are going to disregard the July 15 deadline, which was never a real legal deadline. That was just, set up by the mayor and the team to try to create urgency. They've set a hearing for July 29th. That's where they'll listen to arguments. They may vote that day. They may choose to vote down the line. It's not that they need to do it by July 15th, but they need to move quickly. They can't say, we'll get to this in November, we'll get to this in December. They're elected to do a job. Their job is to do the vetting process. I think July 29th gives them plenty of time to be able to do whatever vetting process they feel they need to do.
I hope you're right with that one. Michael, what is on your weekend to-do list here in Richmond? Do you have another swim meet? I enjoyed that story.
I am headed to Wichita, Kansas, the motherland. We'll be spending the week there. Best part of July 4th in Wichita, Adam. They don't really have laws about fireworks. We'll buy some Flying Squirrels caliber fireworks, set them off there in the neighborhood, have ourselves a lovely time, get some hot dogs going, get ready for next year when hopefully on July 4th we're watching the red, white, and blue win in the World Cup. I think that would be a great 4th of July treat next year. Going back to Wichita, going to have a good time. Maybe we'll go to Cowtown. Maybe we'll go to the original Pizza Hut. I mean, the options are limitless in Wichita.
Michael, we made a major show announcement today. Football Fest 3, August 16th, primetime under the lights with the headline band Gone Country, RVA's favorite local country music band. I'm getting so fired up. I just heard from the Commanders. They're going to be back in attendance for Football Fest with a backdrop, hopefully bringing one of their alum as well. We are less than 2 months away from Football Fest 3.
I think people sleep on how good the swag was last year. If you came to Football Fest, you're not sleeping on it. Everybody else, like, this is stuff you go to the store and buy, and they just give it to you, and also you get to meet famous people and talk football for the night, and also the pizza's banging. It's really a complete no-brainer to come out to River City Roll, AWOD's Football Fest. I always love chatting with the listeners, meeting everybody. The fact that the Commanders are there just gives it more juice. We've got tickets to give away. I know we've got tons of hype to put behind it. I think we're going to have a phenomenal evening. I've applauded this before, but I will do it again. Your decision to move it under the lights was an inspired one. That time of year, that's when the action is. That place is going to be rocking.
Absolutely. Just to remind people, the Commanders brought Stanley's with a Commanders logo on it. I mean, that's like a $40 purchase right there that they were giving, along with T-shirts, keychains, all this swag. We had our Football Fest shirts. You got to pick up yours again for this year. I think I'm changing it, Michael. We've been going with a white shirt. I think I'm going with the black with the logo, given the fact that it is kind of like a Commanders looking shirt for this year. I think it's going to be awesome. And like you mentioned, for the first time, we won't have to fake our enthusiasm for the Washington Commanders season.
It's real. It's genuine. I'm going to pick them to win 10 games, which you did last year, and I laughed at you. And I think that's very reasonable this year, right? I mean, coming off of 12, it's a tough schedule, but I believe in Jaden Daniels. I think we're going to hear from a ton of Commanders fans. We had the whole league represent last year. There's Cowboys fans everywhere. You can't wave a stick without hitting a Cowboys fan in this town. But I want to say we had Steelers fans. We had Packer fans. We were very well represented last year.
Absolutely. That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Wizards, who selected VCU And Florida State product Jameer Watkins in round two of the NBA draft. But I'm still excited about the two first-round picks. You got the kid out of Illinois that I think could be really exciting. His head coach, Brad Underwood, kept talking about how much of a top prospect he thinks he is, talking about Will Riley. And Trey Johnson is currently the second best odds betting right now for NBA Rookie of the Year, only behind Cooper Flagg. He's even ahead of Ace Bailey, who you guys know I was desperate to get to Washington, who was selected 5 by the Utah Jazz. But on the Team 980, our sister station in Washington, D.C., they had Will Dawkins on the show explaining his thoughts on getting Trey Johnson at number 6. Let's take a listen to Will Dawkins on the Junkies.
So we were very fortunate when we got him, for sure. He was one of our top targets for a lot of reasons. Obviously, he's a really good player in terms of being able to move the scoreboard and shoot. But he's got the right work ethic and mentality. So once we got him in our building and got a feel for him, he was someone that was top 5 on our board all season long. And when you fell to 6, you felt pretty good when you find someone that you have ranked so high. With the guys we've drafted, I would say before this, you could tell that we're going to find guys who we feel have a chance to be NBA players and NBA players for a long time, and guys who have qualities that we feel will be able to play in NBA playoff games, because, again, that's the goal. So right now we're taking best available player who fits a play style that we want to have, and I wouldn't see it as asset play or positional need. Right now we just want to bring a bunch of guys in that compete, want to get after it, and play a style that leads to winning.
Love that breakdown there from Will Dawkins of the Washington Wizards. Mike Winger, president, and Will Dawkins, your general manager, working behind the scenes in the front office to help make Washington relevant again in the NBA. But I think there's two ways to look at this. Glass half full, glass half empty stub. This is a team here that tanked. They tanked to get the number 1 overall pick. That was the goal. Right, I told you guys all season long, we are trying to capture the flag. Trying to capture the flag. Suck all season long. Lose as many games. Get the number 1 overall pick and take Cooper Flagg out of Duke. And then I said, if that's not possible, we're going to pull the ace out of our sleeve, get a top 3 pick, and select Ace Bailey out of Rutgers. When the lottery came, Washington didn't get a top 3 pick, even though they had a bottom 3 record for the entirety of the season. They were given pick number 6. The glass half empty is, well, you just wasted a whole season. You didn't get a top 5 pick in a year where that was your goal, to get a top 3 pick, and you might have missed out on generational talent. Glass half full approach is, hey, Will Dawkins just broke it down for you. They selected Trey Johnson at 6, who they believed was a top 5 talent. I think that's all you need to know if you're a Wizards fan. Unless you're trying to be a hater. He told you right up. We got a top 5 talent at pick number 6. That's absolutely glass half full. That's the kind of news you want to hear to get excited about this team turning things around here. And Trey Johnson is supposed to be a walking bucket. I'm excited to see him take the shots that Jordan Poole was taking last year, because he's under a rookie contract, unlike Jordan Poole. So I think that's terrific breakdown there from Will Dawkins. I also wanted to go into Grant Paulson's interview with Illinois head coach Brad Underwood. So we select Will Riley at number 21 overall. Remember, the Wizards were on the clock at number 6. The NBA on ESPN went to commercial break. They were on the clock at number 18. NBA on ESPN went to commercial break. They come back and announce Washington has traded the pick to number 21 overall, swapping back 3 spots. At number 21 overall, ESPN goes to commercial break again. They come back to announce Illinois small forward Will Riley to the Washington Wizards. But Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye had the head coach of the Illinois Fighting Illini on the show, Brad Underwood, and I thought this was terrific, talking about the Wizards scouting going above and beyond everybody else looking at his guys. He said, quote, "Nobody saw us play or practice more than they did. They were so dialed into their research, they know exactly what they're getting in Will." And that is credit to Michael Winger and Will Dawkins. And this is how Oklahoma City built their franchise, by studying the tape and studying the heck out of college basketball to make sure that you can hit on picks like Jalen Williams, like Aaron Wiggins, like Kayson Wallace, like Chet Holmgren. You know, that our front office was in Oklahoma City. They saw what it takes to hit in draft picks over and over again, and that's the only way we're going to build out a team. Because no superstar wants to come to Washington. We've got a local superstar in Kevin Durant. He's not even sniffed coming to the Washington Wizards his entire career. The only way to build this franchise out the right way is drafting and developing your own talent into becoming superstars. And they've got a ton of great young talent now when you consider this year's picks of Will Riley and Trey Johnson, last year's picks of Alex Sarr, Bub Carrington, and Keyshawn George, and the previous picks the year before, Bilal Coulibaly and Tristan Vucevic. There's a lot of exciting talent. Hopefully one of them or multiple of them will pop this upcoming season. But Ace Bailey goes number 5 to Utah. Here's Tim McMahon with a breakdown. Utah doesn't care whether or not Ace Bailey wants to be there or not. They selected him. They're expecting him to suit up for the Jazz. Let's take a listen.
If you're Utah, who cares if he wants to be there? What are you going to do? You're not going to take the paycheck. You're not going to play in the NBA. And, you know, Ace Bailey just said a whole lot of nothing, but he's not pouting. He's going to be a pro. He's going to go play for the Jazz. And if you're Utah, this is your third straight year in the lottery. None of the previous guys that you've gotten in these last couple drafts have flash star potential. You have to take a swing at the highest ceiling guy on the board. This is a team that is in desperate need of a young star that they can build around. Ace Bailey has that kind of potential. There's some risk involved, but there's also high reward here.
I mean, I understand why the Jazz took him. I believed he had the highest ceiling of anybody, even higher than Cooper Flagg. It's just a weird situation when his agent says doesn't want to play there. He doesn't, you know, work out. I mean, they're basically going off of all the tape they saw from college, nothing from individual workouts. I think it's going to be an interesting situation to monitor. Could he sit out the entire season and then just become a free agent and play where he wants to play? I don't know if we've ever even seen that happen in the NBA. Maybe it could be an NFL-style Le'Veon Bell. So he just sits out the entire season. He's not happy. Doesn't want to play. It's going to be something certainly to keep an eye on. But I thought it was a fantastic two rounds of the NBA draft. Round one, that's for the NBA fans. Round two, that's for the college hoop marks like myself, like George, who called in, who's excited to see both Max Scioga and Jameer Watkins have their names called. For Stubb and Biff running the ones and twos, I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You can catch me tomorrow morning, Saturday, 9 a.m. right here on 910 a.m., 105.1 FM, as well as 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., and always on the go with the free Odyssey app. Once again, Trey Johnson was the number 3 prospect on many teams' boards. He shot 40% from 3 in a tough SEC. As much as I wasn't an SEC fan, you have to give them credit at the end of the year when they had that many teams have success, that many teams get into the tournament, and Florida wins it all. So I'm excited to see Trey Johnson suit up for the Wizards next month in summer camp. You've been listening to AWOD on the Fan. Grant Poulsen and Danny Ruye drive you home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.